Quran is very much clear about the finality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Meaning, the Holy Prophet Muhammad is not the father of any man amongst you. Yes, he is the messenger of Allah and the last of all the prophets. In the commentary of this verse, it is stated, this verse is nasr-i qat'i, meaning decisive textual stipulation on the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam being the final prophet, and its meaning is completely clear, such that it has no scope whatsoever for any figurative interpretation or specification. The detail of the finality of prophethood is that Allah Almighty sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam after all other prophets and messenger alayhim as-salam, and he ended the sequence of prophethood and messengership with him. It is impossible for anyone in the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam or after him until the Day of Judgment to be given prophethood. This belief is from the necessities of the religion, and the one who denies it or even has the slightest doubt about it is a disbeliever, an apostate, and accursed. So this is crystal clear from the Quran that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.